Run for cover. This is Radioactive Sports with superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson.
I take pride in my hair.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Santana making his 29th start of the year, 14-8 with a 3.76 ERA.
Now the 2-2 pitch is caught on a miss. There's that slider. As LaRoche swings and misses, Santana has his second strikeout. And that's Anthony's call third strike. And Santana just struck out the side. He is dealing.
We've ultimately signed Irvin Santana to a four-year contract with the fifth-year option. He's been very consistent throughout his career. Irvin's got a fastball, curveball, slider, change. He's been very, very durable. He is the type of guy that doesn't want to come out of games. He's not afraid of the American League, which is another good thing.
Any idea why we're playing Irvin Santana? Little clips here as we start the show. Any ideas at all?
Well, because he lives up to his reputation in a really big way. He mowed down the side.
That has nothing to do with it. Any idea why we're joined by Mike Berardino this early in the program?
Because Santana mowed down the side.
It had nothing to do with that whatsoever.
He wants to apologize?
Irvin Santana, we're joined by Mike Berardino, Hardball with Mike Berardino. Mm-hmm. Joins us every day at 5:30 by Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Nice. Vitamins have never tasted this good. Just a couple minutes before we get on the show, I get this tweet from Bleacher Report. Great website. Mike Berardino is going to disagree, but that's where I got it. Twins pitcher Irvin Santana paid the most money in franchise history as a free agent in the offseason, suspended 80 games because of PED use. Mike Berardino getting ready for the regular season, the season opener on Monday in Detroit. I know you're not with the team today, but what are your thoughts, and do you have any information on that as you join us from Florida?
Well, thoughts are that's a crippling blow, not just to the Twins' hopes this year, because they invested heavily in this guy, but to Irvin Santana's career and his image and his legacy, because, you know, to this point he was known for durability and pretty much keeping his mouth shut and taking the ball and never really causing trouble. He'd been around winning, and this is not what you want attached to your name. Still trying to find out a timeline on this. It's kind of significant maybe when the positive test would have been. I don't know at this point, but it's possible, knowing how this went down, for instance, with Eddie Rosario in a drug of abuse situation. Sometimes there's a positive test, and then there's a period of appeal, and then it comes out now. And so you'd certainly, I mean, such a recent sign for the Twins, you'd want to find out when. But, you know, this is unpaid. So in terms of the Twins' ability to fill in the short term, it's Mike Pelfrey getting the ball. He gets to go back into the rotation, and they'll see how that works. But they do save half a season's salary, and for Irvin, that's $6.75 million. So, you know, if Pelfrey didn't pitch well, there's Trevor May. You could reach down four. You could make an addition from outside. You do not have to pay him his full salary.
Talking to Mike Berardino, Hardball with Mike Berardino, about Irvin Santana just a couple of minutes ago, breaking news that he has suspended 80 games for this season after testing positive for stenolazole. Is that how you say that? Stenolazole? Do you any idea what that PED use is? Anyway, he apologized, yeah. Denied ever knowingly taking a banned substance. He released a note here just a couple of minutes ago saying, "This is unexpected news for me and my family. I'm issuing this statement so the public knows where I stand. First, my deepest apologies to my family, fans, colleagues, teammates, and my current employer, the Minnesota Twins. I'm very disappointed that I tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. I'm frustrated that I can't pinpoint how the substance in question entered my body. I would never knowingly take anything illegal to enhance my performance. What I can guarantee is I never knowingly took anything illegal to enhance my performance. That's just not me. Never has been. Never will be." Doesn't 80 games seem like a lot to you? Does that mean that he had a prior offense, Mike Berardino? Because I thought Arcia and Rosario, they tested positive before they served 50-game suspensions.
No, I don't know anything about Arcia. That was different. That was Rosario is for a drug of abuse. So this is for a performance-enhancing drug. And it's a different discipline matrix. And, you know, it also calls into question that if he were to trip up a second time, he's under contract now for 4 years plus an option year. And, you know, the Twins made a long-term investment in this guy, and a second one would be a full season. I believe. So it's a concern. I mean, every time anyone tests positive, they're going to say they have no idea how that happened to them. I do know that Irvin was he trained very hard this offseason. He trains very hard historically. There was nothing, here's the thing that even adds to the shock value, is there was nothing appreciably different about him coming into this season. And if it was a recent positive test after signing a $55 million deal, he had no financial reason to do so. If you're gonna test positive for something like that, it's going to be going into what he was involved in last year in Atlanta, which was a one-year make-or-break season to try to set himself up for a long-term payday. Well, that payday already came in early December, so that's why I'll be interested to see what when we find out exactly where along the lines that happened. It really, he had no incentive whatsoever. The money was coming, $55 million guaranteed fully. The only way to screw that up would be to test positive. So that's a mystery.
That's an incredible risk. If it was more recent than that, of course, with all the money that was at stake and that would have been guaranteed. Do we know exactly what it is, or if there was, of course, they're all going to come out and deny it for the first time. Has he had any run-in at all, Mike Berardino, in the past where this has been kind of the case before in the past? Or let's just look at it the way it is. He's very durable. He's able to stay there and on the mound and pitch inning after inning. You have to wonder, is that why?
Well, no, because I mean, it's a drug that guys do get caught. It's not some brand new thing. Stenolazole has been around for quite a while, and there have been other bits of discipline announced just in the last few days for that very substance. It's not something brand new on the market. And let's face it, Irvin Santana has been pitching with a tear to some degree in his ulnar collateral ligament for more than 6 years since he's with the Angels. And he subsequently pitched for, you know, the Royals and the Braves and now the Twins. And again, if ever there was going to be a time for him to try to get by with something, it was going to be a year ago at this time when he was unsigned, or even at some point during his Atlanta time when he was pitching for his next contract. He was all locked up. There was nothing to, unless he was just looking to, if this was a knowing mistake, if this was an act of commission, it would just be what he's trying to amp things up and win a Cy Young award or something. That doesn't usually happen that way. So who knows at this stage? We'd just be guessing. But I will say this: I mean, I wrote a really long profile of him earlier this spring, and talking to a number of people, including Alexi Casilla, who's known him since youth. In the Dominican Republic, this is a well-respected guy. It's the guy who's involved with Pedro Martinez in a joint venture to improve youth baseball conditions and facilities in the Dominican. They were trotted out together, just the two of them, at the start of February down in the Dominican. I mean, he's not just another guy. This is a crushing blow to Dominican baseball as well, and kids who look up to him. So it's a very disappointing day all the way around.
Did he have a physical though with the Twins and check through everything? Oh, obviously, sure. he checked through everything at that point, right? Mm-hmm. Is there also a test for for performance enhancement at that time?
At the physical before you sign a contract?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think those are done. That's all collectively bargained.
Yeah.
And you obviously would have access at that point to anything if there was a first, say, a drug of abuse test at some point, which wouldn't necessarily be announced, the first one, or amphetamines or something that they would have known. But I don't know that, you wouldn't have taken another one there, because within the discipline system, it's random and it's throughout the year. And obviously it's more common during the season, but there are off-season tests the Twins would have had access to anything that any other team would have had at that point. But I don't think you can then have your own special drug test before you sign a guy. That's why the timeline is going to be significant on this. But there's no circumstance that I can imagine in which the Twins somehow would get out from under the final 3.5 years of this obligation. So they're still on the hook for close to $50 million. And just hoping that the guy who pitched 200 innings a year for half a dozen years is still that same guy when he comes back. And how do you go about keeping him sharp in the first half of the year and look up in mid-July and you hope you're in some sort of pennant race and you hope you can pop him back into it? But those are all questions for another day. Right now, it's just, you know, what do the Twins have on their hands and what will Irvin Santana be when he returns? But very disappointing.
Oh, God, just stunning news. As we head into opening day on Monday, the Minnesota Twins taking on the Tigers in Detroit. We're covering the breaking news with Mike Berardino from the Pioneer Press and TwinCities.com. Talking Hardball, brought to you by Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Vitamins have never tasted this refreshing. The breaking news, of course, that Irvin Santana, who signed a four-year, $54 million contract with an option year for a fifth year with the Minnesota Twins this offseason, suspended for 80 games for PED use. The Twins learned earlier this afternoon they released a statement saying we're disappointed to learn of the suspension for Irvin Santana for violating Major League Baseball's joint drug prevention and treatment program. We fully support Major League Baseball's policy and its efforts to eliminate performance-enhancing substances from our game. Per the protocol outlined in the joint drug program, the Minnesota Twins will not comment further on this matter. What he's being accused of taking, Stanozol, it's Stanozol, is an anabolic steroid. In humans, it's been demonstrated to be successful in treating anemia and hereditary angioedema. It's also used in U.S. horse racing. And Mike Berardino, you keep mentioning the fact that it'll be interesting to see the timeline of all this. Can you explain why that would be interesting to you?
Well, I think that again, the economic aspect, the economic incentive to do something like that would be, you know, the longer ago it was, then the more believable it would be that he did it, that he took the substance on purpose. The more recent this test may have been, then the more apt I am to believe it was just an innocent mistake, because again, his life changed. He had plenty of money already, but his next 5 years potentially with that option changed drastically at the winter meetings in mid-December, because that was a signed guaranteed contract, and subsequently there would be zero incentive, in fact a much larger disincentive, you know, as we just sketched out, a half a year's salary to stay away from anything that could possibly result in this kind of embarrassment, this kind of sidelining. So, again, he had far more. If indeed this was actually done on purpose and knowingly, his incentive to do so would have been much greater a year ago at this time, when he sat there unsigned all winter and the Braves finally took him on a one-year make-good deal. Really, it's a head-scratcher. You very rarely. Very rarely, and you could search it, I'm sure it's happened, but very rarely do you find a guy about to begin a long-term contract test positive for steroids. It's really hard to believe.
It really is, and it's a cruel, cruel thing for Minnesota Twin fans to see this happen this close to the opening day of their season. It's unbelievable. We had so much that we were riding on with that signing. And of course, figuring into the new rotation and what it was for us was a pretty big upgrade. And now it just took an 80-game backseat.
It wasn't just about what Irvin could bring on the field either. The Twins made this point from Terry Ryan on through the clubhouse. You know, the younger players, younger pitchers, the Latin guys. This was a blow to all of them who had learned who this guy was over the last 6-7 weeks, who gotten to know him. And I saw it firsthand that he would have a crowd of those guys. Miguel Sano became very close, even this spring, fellow Dominican with Santana. Jose Barrios, although he's from Puerto Rico, he was over there, listening to Santana, getting to know him this spring. And this is a guy who's going to be an anchor, not just in that rotation, but someone who would make things easier for the younger Latin guys in an organization where so much is invested in Latin America and so many of the future stars and the current stars are from Latin America. So this is really troubling all the way around. I mean, it's not just one of five starters. Irvin Santana represented much, much more to the Minnesota Twins.
It's a shame. Mike Berardino, thank you very much. The bad news, just really tough news to hear. This close, like I said before, but yeah, I mean, and Mike Berardino, you can even tell with Mike, it's just it's unbelievable, and it is because of the time frame and the timing of it with all this money that was guaranteed to him. Thank you, Mike. We'll hear from you a little bit later in the show, then.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Mike's going to go enjoy his Easter. We may replay a segment or talk to Jim Rich about Irvin Santana. Right. Mike is away from the team right now with some family things going on, and he's going to join us every day for the regular season, obviously opening day on Monday in Detroit. So, the rest of the show, too. I mean, I had so many things planned, like, how excited are you for the Twins and this and that, and then what's going to happen? And now it's just all for naught. I mean, 80 games? For PED use.
What does it remind you of? What does this remind you of?
It reminds me of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. One game in.
God.
One game in after the St. Louis Ram game. Down he goes for the rest of the season. Now, I mean, that was our top player, arguably, on our team. And this was a big difference maker. You know, we're talking about just the slightest things making a difference in this becoming a 500 club. That may have just walked out the door after an 80-game skid for Irvin Santana. We'll take your phone calls. We'll hear you out, 651-989-9105. If you'd like to give us a call and add your 2 cents to what is already going to cost the Twins about, I don't know, God knows how much money and how much of their season now.
But now what do they do? I mean, Rafael Soriano's still out there. We've talked about him. He's a high-priced end-of-the-game bullpen-type setup guy, closer. He's been a closer in the past, but he costs a lot of money with Mike Pelfrey moving to the starting rotation.
Yep.
What did the Minnesota Twins do? Going into Monday, they had a payroll of $108 million. They're going to save $6.75 million by not having to pay Irvin Santana the 80 games half of the year. I'm sure that they would have been more than willing to pay that $6.75 million and avoided this complete embarrassment, because not only is it embarrassing for Irvin Santana, it's embarrassing for the Twins organization, and it's really embarrassing for the entire Midwest of Twins fans. It's embarrassing for me as a Twins fan to go, I mean, that's the last thing I thought I was going to get on my phone as we walked in to do the radio show here today.
Yep, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible what happens here in Minnesota.
It just never ends.
The fans just don't have anything to hang their hats on. They don't. They just don't. And I mean, I'm not saying that this is going to kill their season off, but man, this puts them behind and in a pretty tough spot to begin the season like this, one short of what they spent for their rotation. One-fifth of the rotation, let's put it that way. Come on back, everyone. Radioactive Sports will take your phone calls. Don't forget, 651-989-9105, okay? Hurry on back.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, I'd like to change that a little bit.
Hasta la vista, baby.
We're all pathetic losers.
Houston, we have a problem.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, we have a problem.
Holy shnikes.
Surely you can't be serious.
Oh, yeah. We're serious.
I feel like somebody died, and that's why I'm playing the funeral march, because the breaking news of Irvin Santana, Twins pitcher, signed a four-year, $54 million contract in the offseason, just been suspended 80 games.
Half a season.
Tested positive for PED use.
What are you on, crack?
No, it wasn't crack. It was Denizol.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What? When someone gets suspended or when someone gets sat down and on, like, the exemption list?
How about those Vikings, huh?
Yeah, well, something to look forward to.
It just never ends.
You know, we got two things going on now. We got Irvin Santana now, just mentioned by Mr. Ben Holson, that will be suspended now for 80 games, one shy of half of a season. And we have Adrian Peterson. We don't know if he's coming back here or not. Just those two things, by the way. Just those two little things right there. When Adrian Peterson was sat down after the St. Louis Ram game, we played the rest of the season without him. We go into the season now, as mentioned, the four-year deal, $54 million, as much money as the club has ever spent franchise or free agents, rather. We find out now, right before Monday, when they go ahead and throw out the first baseball, that Irvin Santana is no longer part of the rotation for the first 80 games.
Just
because of PEDs.
All four franchises in this town, professionally, professional franchise is cursed.
It's unreal.
I don't even want to mention or talk about anything for the Wild because I just, they're the only thing we have going, and something screwy is going to happen at some point. But 651-989-9105, plenty of time to take your calls to talk about the suspension of Irvin Santana for PED use. Let's go to Eric in Waconia. You have a silver lining somehow. Hey, Eric, you're on 105 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm trying to put a positive spin on this, and I don't know if you can, but I'm just thinking this gives either Trevor May or Alex Meyer, you know, a great chance.
Yeah.
And I think they should get the chance on top of Mike Pelfrey. I don't think Pelfrey's got it anymore. I don't know how many chances he's going to get, but, you know, give one of the young guys a chance. I mean, we're not expected to do anything anyway, so, you know, what the hell? Heck, sorry.
You can go ahead and say hell. What the hell? We say it all the time.
Right. Well, I'm sorry for the foul language. I just feel like I got punched in the gut. I was actually really excited for this season and thought, you know what, we might not finish with 90 losses. And now it's, I don't know, man, this sucks.
Yeah, it does. And I was just telling Ben during the break after we announced it that, you know, I'm not the biggest baseball fan. I just, the game sort of loses me on its pace and the length of a game and just the intricacies of their stats and whatnot. It just doesn't appeal to me that much. But I was really excited about these guys finally turning it around and becoming a good ball club and winning half their games anyway and making some improvement over last year. And now that this happens, you have to start pulling, you know, a rabbit out of a hat all of a sudden. You need to hire, you know, Chuck Fletcher to go out and get the next Dubnyk, because that's what it's going to, it's not to say that you can't find that kind of guy. We've done that. We've done that before in the past, and I don't know what kind of money they'd be willing to spend to go out and get somebody else now. But certainly, certainly that kind of money that they fronted for him is about all the money they want to spend when it comes to that pitching rotation now. So it's that's guaranteed money. They can't go out and do anything else. And they're in a quagmire. They are sitting on top of a lot of money. And we're going to have to fill in the blanks now.
Yeah, well, Mike Pelfrey had a 1.15 ERA in spring training. He was a little upset that he got moved to the bullpen. However, the last 2 years, he's had some pretty serious arm injuries. So it'll be interesting to see how Mike Pelfrey moves into that that starting rotation. Tommy Malone moves to number four. They called up a left-handed pitcher to go to the bullpen. But anyway, thank you, Eric, from Oconee for calling in. We're talking Irvin Santana in the breaking news. 80-game suspension for using PEDs or testing positive for having PEDs in the system. Let's go to Brian in Minneapolis. Hey, Brian, you're on 105 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Eric stole some of my thunder there. It is like a punch in the gut. It's just exactly like that. Listening to all the pundits talk about how, the Twins are going to end up in last place, and you're just sitting there and say, well, maybe the pitching staff is going to come together this year with Santana and stuff. And it's that point, too. But my point here that I wanted to make, I'm so frustrated, so forgive me if I trip it over my tongue, is that, you look at not just Santana, but you look at these people that constantly are making these moron decisions, be it the tight end from New England or Ray Rice or Adrian Peterson. They're constantly making these decisions, and people kind of elevate them as being intelligent life because they're making hundreds of millions of dollars, Why would they do that? Why would they do something like that? Well, part of it, is the moron factor that used to talk to some of these people. That's all they know how to do is their sport. And I'm not trying to be too degrading here, but basically there's a big moron factor. They have their one little area expertise and they think the world revolves around them. And, it doesn't even occur to them that they're going to get caught or what they're going to do to their fans or to the team,
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think also that if you are a niche guy and you only have that one thing and you're not exactly multidimensional in the way you can contribute to a club or something else to do other than that occupation, if something should happen, it could happen any time in sports, an ACL, it could happen to anything. Tommy John surgery could ruin a guy like this as well in one play, in one pitch. But if you have one thing and one thing only and you excel at that, then you need to protect your career. And you need to make sure that you watch every single step that you take along the off season and into the regular season. Whatever you do, you have to be aware of what the rules are and regulations and what's on that list and what's not on that list. What can I take over the counter? What can I not take? How does something like that end up in a player's body? I mean, where did he get it? How did it show up in his blood system? he had to have done something. I mean, it's in his system. So, you know, that'll come out later, I'm sure. But right now, it's too late for the Twins. It's too late for Twin fans.
Yeah, Phil Miller from the Star Tribune is tweeting up a storm saying Stanoza's... I didn't even know how to say that.
No.
Stan owes a lull. Stanozolol.
Okay.
It's a steroid that Ben Johnson was caught using during the 1988 Olympics. Remember that? That cost him
Absolutely.
The gold medal.
And a world record.
For what it's worth, under the terms of the suspension, Santana is also ineligible for postseason play this year. If the Twins were, by God, to ever get in the postseason ever again, this year particularly, Santana is ineligible to play under the terms of the suspension. 80 games.
And postgame, if postseason.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's what Phil Miller from the Star Tribune is saying.
Postseason also, it applies to postseason
play. I guess. 80-game suspension mean it's Irvin Santana's first violation for PED okay. policy. Suspension is without pay. He can prepare for return in the minors before his suspension is up. Assuming no rainouts, Irvin Santana's first game back would likely be July 4th at Kansas City.
Well, happy birthday, America. We'll get Irvin Santana back on 4th of July, and the fireworks will fly then, right? Or not. Yeah. Who knows what will happen by that time?
The Twins have moved Mike Pelfrey into the rotation yep. and recalled left-handed pitcher Aaron Thompson for the bullpen.
It's a shame. So, I mean, there's how your Twin season is going to start.
Oh,
just
boy.
When you thought it was okay to get away from the Viking thing and have a positive spin on the rest of the Wild season and moving into the new Twin season, where the Timberwolves go. Oh, I don't know, but it was something to look forward to. It was a new season. Hopefully Maurer was better. This new rotation would work. That, you know, the bullpen was going to be upgraded. No.
Does Bill McGuire, the owner of the Minnesota United FC, really want to get into the professional sporting scene that is
Why
Minneapolis and St. Paul? With
yeah,
everything
exactly.
that goes wrong with all of our professional sporting teams, does he really, really want to bring the MLS to Minneapolis and have all this heartache?
It's a scary thing, isn't it?
Because as a Minnesota fan, and you said yourself, I mean, this is heart-wrenching. It never ends.
It's just constant.
It's not one team, it's another. It's just,
At the beginning of our season with the Timberwolves, let's just bring that up while we're talking about it real quickly.
Oh, boy, thanks for
I mean, honestly, how
rainbows.
Many guys need to go down? How many veteran players need to go down before you're caught, red-handed with a bunch of rookies, 18 or 19, 20, 21-year-olds, trying to man up in the NBA for the first half of the season anyway, if not a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. That doesn't happen.
Well, we saw the same thing happen with the Minnesota Vikings last year. On top of the Adrian Peterson indictment, all the injury. I mean, just
decimated.
Wild, injured, mumps, deaths in the family. It just never
I'm
ends.
I'm telling you, and I've been on so many different teams, that's never happened where I was on a team that lost everything at every position. Like two offensive linemen, a quarterback, and you know, a tight end, and, you know, we're talking about people all over the place on defense, too, which was the Vikings issue. I don't know, but Ted Bridgewater is my hero. Let's take a little break and come on back, and I guess we'll go into 4.5 questions somehow. Maybe we'll just stay with this for 4.5 questions. I don't know. It's up to the producer of the show. But let's take a little break right here at Radioactive Sports.
It's not, we got to beat my dad or anything like that. I mean, we understand the game plan, and we got to stick to it.
I look down the other end of the bench, and I see him, and I just have great pride in the fact that he's a Big Ten coach. But we both know that this is Minnesota versus Louisville. It's not a father-son matchup.
Sounds to me like a little blood and guts. Sounds to me like Dad might be so doggone competitive that he'd like to see it scheduled for 3 games, a little 3-game series, just so he could whoop a little ass.
A little ace.
And I don't think he would have too much trouble doing it. You think they'd get one? Think Minnesota would get one from him?
It depends. I mean, because if the team continues to get better, I don't think next year they will. They're going to have all these young guys. But, I mean, look what happens with the young guys, the young freshmen that are great for Duke. Seem to be doing pretty well in that NCAA March Madness bracket.
They certainly do. You got to land that kind of class. Yeah, that Dorsey kid's supposed to be amazing, though. Just in case you missed the beginning of our show.
It's been a heck of a show.
Irvin Santana has been suspended for 80 games due to performance enhancement drugs. A type of anabolic steroid, apparently, that he used, and for whatever reason, and completely unknowingly, of course. But now we're in 4.5 questions. I don't know which direction our producer will go in and co-host Ben Holson, but we will let him pick his poison.
Let's get away from Urban questions. Santana for just a quick second, because there are plenty of other things to talk about. We just heard from the Pitinos, Rick and Richard.
Yep.
We've talked the last couple of days. The Gopher men's basketball coach, Richard Pitino, and the schools that have those head coaching openings that are interested in his services. Schools like Tennessee and Alabama, though. Today, Richard said he's happy here. He's happy working hard to give the state of Minnesota a winning program that they deserve. Richard's dad, Rick, the head coach of the Louisville Cardinals, wants to put together this three-year, three-game series between his and Richard's team. Daddy Pitino said the reason he wants the agreement and the matchups are because it helps the Gopher program.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
I get it. I mean,
you want to understand?
Of course, he wants to boost his son's program, and he wants to bring some money into it, I'm sure. And so it would obviously generate some dollars. Some way, somehow, they would connect it to money, right?
I guess so.
To have the big man in town with Louisville? Yeah.
Rick went on to say, quote, only time in my life that if we lose, I will smile inside. As a former Gopher, me, I think Rick helps this team more than his son does. By coming to Gopher games, mentoring his son from the stands, is Richard more valuable because of who his dad is?
Yeah, I think so. He's more valuable because he is his dad's offspring, and he does know, because of what he's been through all his entire life with his father, what dad does, how he goes about it, what his demeanor is as a coach, his approach is as a coach. Doesn't mean he knows exactly what to do in every situation as a coach, but he does know and understand his father's style probably better than anyone.
But he basically was in college basketball, head coach university from the time he was born.
Exactly.
I mean, he coached under his dad. He coached under Billy Donovan. Now he's getting the chance to coach at the Big Ten, the University
of
Minnesota.
And now, what's the last thing he gets to do to become his father? Beat him and recruit like him.
Yeah.
Because that's why it always worked for his dad. Because whatever it was, he could sell on the road to a bunch of high school kids to come to his school. He always got the best kids in, and he's always had the degree of success that he's had. And that's the missing ingredient. He has to prove that he can go out and get those kind of kids here.
Well, possibly bringing in a top 25 recruiting class coming up next year, which is exciting. But who would you rather have come into your house if you're a high school kid or the family of a kid that's being recruited by the University of Minnesota? A guy by the name of Dan Munson, just a regular old Joe Blow, or a guy with the last name of Pitino? I mean, that raises some excitement, especially small town Minnesota, around the Midwest, wherever you are. Pitino, I mean, even in New York City, Los Angeles.
It doesn't hurt. Knows Pitino. When you go that route, when you think about it that way, I mean, that's where that father's name comes in huge.
Yeah. Question two, the Wild lost to the best in the East last night, 3-2. New York Rangers at the X in St. Paul. The Rangers lost to the LA Kings during last year's Stanley Cup Finals and look to be a favorite to repeat for a run at the Cup. They're tough, quick, deep. With 4 days off, though, the Wild began last night pretty sluggish. They allowed a goal, I want to say, like just a little over 2 minutes in. They didn't seem to have that sense of urgency until the game got close down the stretch, thanks to an equalizer from Thomas Vanek. Were those 4 days off detrimental to the hottest team in the NHL? Can they regain that momentum, or was it just a fluke loss to an amazingly talented team and nothing that should really be taken too seriously about it?
I think a little of both. I mean, honestly, I just think that there's something that can be said for taking 4 days off and finding, you know, yourself just kind of twiddling your thumbs, whether it's practice or not. It's not a game. The way they've been going, like, every other day with a game has been, I think, the best thing that could possibly happen to them. And to hear Mike Yeo talk about, you know, we've played them so close together that we haven't really had time to look back on anything. We just need to keep grinding ahead. Now we have a four-day break. Yeah. Also, the Rangers are a good team. So, I mean, you're going to run into a good team 4 days off. It's the recipe for a bad game. It wasn't a bad game. 3-2.
Well, but I mean, I knew it wasn't going to go well. As soon as I turned the game on, the first face-off, and just a couple of minutes in, there was a puck that just squeaked by Dubnyk a little bit. I mean, it wasn't like
from the side there. Just amazing how it kind of shuffled off his leg pad and over into up against the rail and in. It was amazing how he slid that in there. And I mean, he was definitely threading the needle on that, though.
Yeah, I want to say the Rangers are 36-6-1 or something like that when they score the first goal, and the Minnesota Wild are the exact opposite when allowing the first goal. As soon as the first team scores a goal, if it's not the Minnesota Wild, it's just a bummer. But they did fight back.
They did.
It'll be interesting to see.
I think that's key too. Yeah, is that they fought and didn't. I forget who it was last night that had broken a stick, and he was trying to swat it off the ice. He was trying to swat it out of play.
It was 5-on-3, and one guy didn't even have a stick.
Who was
Brodziak, I want to say.
I think it was. It was Brodziak. And he broke his stick, and he's, like, on the ground with his gloves just trying to swipe it off the ice. Just anything it took to get. But that goes to show you where this team has come from.
Yeah. It was at the end of the second period. The Wild spent the final 4 minutes and 8 seconds in a penalty kill.
Yeah.
56 seconds of that spent without two men, and some of that with Cal Brodziak playing without a stick.
It was pretty cool to see. I don't know if we would have seen that in the first half of the season. I don't know if there's that much sense of urgency. This team expects to fight and scrap the way he was last night doing that. That was a good indication.
I think it's going to be 3.5 questions today. We're just running out of time. According to our sources, though, the Vikings have signed former Baltimore Ravens long snapper Kevin McDermott. He played with punter Jeff Locke at UCLA. They signed him to a 2-year contract today. 2 years.
Yep.
The 25-year-old McDermott played 7 games with the Ravens last year, all 16 the year before with the San Francisco 49ers. He's obviously going to get the chance to battle Colin Loeffler, who's been with the Vikings and their long snapper for 11 years, almost every year since you've been gone,
yeah,
except for one year.
Just that 1 year in between with Brody Hefner. Lydiard.
You've been through similar situations. You've talked about this where the Minnesota Vikings or other teams, I'm not sure if other teams have done this too, where they brought in other long snappers. Denny Green cuts you, I think, didn't he? I mean, there's a long story. Yeah, I mean, you've been through the gamut here.
Yeah, I have.
But if this news has to be concerning to Colin, obviously, can you share your professional advice to Colin? And do you think this is the end of his NFL career, at least with the Minnesota Vikings? 2-year contract when Colin only got 1 year. He got a 1-year contract this offseason. Mm-hmm,
and that's big money. I don't know how many years this McDermott has.
He got a 2-year contract.
But how many has he played?
He's played 2 years in the NFL.
See, that's it. That's a cheaper contract because Colin is 10 years and over. That's almost $1 million. So go figure.
Yeah, $1.05 million for Colin Loeffler for his 1-year deal. But right. Why would they sign this McDermott kid to a 2-year contract?
It's a warning shot. That's what it is. It's a red flag. For Colin Loeffler. That's what it is. I mean, it's another snapper in camp. And they don't just bring in extra snappers for camp.
No.
They'll have a couple of offensive linemen, and they'll have a couple tight ends or defensive ends, or even a linebacker that can snap. Then that's who will take reps so you don't have to take all of them. That's a camp body. But when you sign a long snapper who has done nothing but long snap for 2 years with Frisco and with Baltimore to a 2-year deal, he's in town for a reason. That's what I can explain about that. And you know what? He should welcome that. Colin should welcome that with open arms and not be fazed by it, because it's pressure. It's pressure that they're putting on him. And the best thing to do is walk up to the kid, shake your hand, introduce yourself. And then if there's any questions or if I can help you in any way, let me know.
But then work your tail off to keep your job. But going back to the 2-year contract, I get the fact that it's cheaper, but why not just sign him to a 1-year contract and bring him in as a guy that's going to challenge, obviously, your incumbent starter for the last 11 years? Why the 2-year deal?
I think his agent probably wanted to make it a little meatier for the kid to stick around and prove himself for 1 year. You know, take out the incumbent long snapper in Colin Loeffler and then have another season and then talk again. You know, but get some more money, maybe beef up the signing bonus a little, or what the guaranteed money was. I have no idea. But if the agent was good, he'd probably get a multiple year, not just a 1 year.
3.5 questions today, just because we're running out of time. We've been covering the breaking news of Minnesota Twins and pitcher Irvin Santana suspended 80 games because he tested positive for using an anabolic steroid. 80 games, sitting out half the season. Likely first game back around July 4th against the Kansas City Royals. So my half question for you is, and I asked you something very similar back when we signed, the Twins signed Irvin Santana, and I want to say your one-word answer was something like excited or something along those lines. Irvin Santana today, what's your one-word answer and the thoughts of a pitcher that seems like a great guy, denying ever taking anabolic steroids, doesn't know why or how this got into his body. It doesn't really necessarily make sense. He just signed this huge contract. Mike Berardino from the Pioneer Press said, players that sign these big contracts something's fishy. They don't take steroids at the beginning of these. Why would they? There's no need. They already got this guaranteed money.
At least get your money up, some of that upfront money before you decide you're going to make some sort of push in your performance to do something later down the road and try and put up better numbers. But after you're into the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no reason for it. I mean, whoever suggested this to him, however he found it, he didn't do enough to check about it to get, to find out what was being tested for, how it was being. That's an old one, though, by the way. Like Berardino said, this has been around for a long time. Forever. And he didn't do the due diligence to find out what it was. Someone just told him to take it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
Okay.
So, yeah,
here,
right.
Put it in my just give me an injection in my buttocks.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, one word answer on your thoughts on Irvin Santana in today's news.
Doomed.
Doomed? Why doomed? I would say think more disappointed. What's doomed about the news that just came down?
The Twins' money and their finances and how they allocated money for this through the offseason to make this team better. A huge chunk of it went to that pitcher and what they're trying to do to make this a 500, a season. And a big chunk of your money just went and sat down for half a season. Doomed. It puts your team behind record-wise, everything. No one's going to be able to replace that guy, and they can't go out and spend any more money to pull in another ringer. It
Why
just
not?
Isn't going to happen. Because they have $54 million on the table to a guy.
Can't they trade or bring somebody?
I don't know what the CBA says in a case like this, but they don't. If they could, I would do it in a heartbeat if I was Terry Ryan. I would do it in a heartbeat to get him off the books and get someone in here that could
I don't think you can trade. You can't trade Irvin Santana, and who's going to want to take a guy that's got to sit out for 80 games?
I can't imagine how or maybe, I don't know.
We're just a couple of months away or beyond the fact that the Twins signed him for $54 million, probably more than any other team was willing to pay for him. So what team is going to take Irvin Santana?
No, of course. If they could, I would do it in a heartbeat. They won't be able to. Let's take a little break. It's doomed. That's the word. Come on back. We'll talk the talk right after the break.
Have you noticed how Ben is playing the bongos a little faster and stronger?
Yeah.
I think it's the PEDs he's been taking.
Well, it's a lot of it. It's a lot of it. Either that or he's been listening to a lot of Buddy Rich.
Well, that, and he's just hitting the bongos so hard now with the strength that he's developed.
I don't use PEDs. I have substance abuse problems, but it's kind of the same thing. I would only... Okay, hold on.
Explain all the broken sticks. There goes one. Silence. There's two.
Yeah. This is hard, guys.
Man,
yeah, he's juiced.
You got to be on steroids to be doing this.
Give Ben a pee test.
I've seriously thought about taking steroids because I'm trying to lose weight and I want to have dancing boobs like the superstar Mike Morris. But I don't play Major League Baseball. I don't get tested here at work for using it. It's not performance enhancing. It would probably be performance disenhancing.
It would probably disenhance and disenchant
me. It'd just be a good excuse. How about that?
Yeah. I just want the dancing boobs. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so.
It is.
You have to practice.
Nobody can be the star.
Look at his dancing boobs.
I know with that.
Yeah. I love my boobs.
We should be on television instead of radio. So
I know.
That'd be great.
You get a little fan cam in here.
By the way, we're talking to Marsh Hallberg. Hallberg Criminal Defense, brought to you by Ability Bail Bonds. Great to have you here every Friday, starting at 4:45. Any legal... anything that could possibly happen with the breaking news we had earlier today
about
80-game suspension, Irvin Santana for using anabolic steroids. His first chance to come back for the Minnesota Twins will be somewhere around July 4th. It looks like maybe that Kansas City Royals game over our nation's birthday, which is great.
This is all locked up in their bargaining agreements and everything else, and 80 games, though. Holy moly.
For suspense.
I mean, they don't have to pay him for half the season. They're not into it for the money end of it, but... they're into it for the rest of that contract, aren't they?
The Minnesota curse continues.
It's amazing.
Everybody starts so excited that first game and first couple weeks because everybody's equal in the standings. Everybody's got nothing and a bunch of hot dogs and good killer brew root beer.
Had everything planned for the show today to talk about opening day coming up on Monday and how excited we are about the Minnesota Twins. And then that happened last night at the XL Energy Center. Just a very close game, hockey game. Just didn't end up turning out for the Minnesota Wild. But we're going to talk about maybe some rays of sunshine or this or that. Honest to God, minutes before the show.
Boom.
Pretty much the whole show. Out the window she goes because Irvin Santana is a biatch.
So, Hadi, I think Superstar had asked this question on earlier. I was driving in. I didn't get to hear the answer, though. Where you guys are talking about, how do you accidentally take PEDs? I mean, are you taking diet loss supplements like some of the Vikings, that argument they made before, or what?
Yeah, they had the star caps going with the Williams wall.
Yeah, the star caps, exactly.
That was over the shelf. It was tricky, but have to be able to have the common sense.
And that was years ago. Don't you learn from the errors of others before you and go, whoa, I'm really going to check these labels or check with my trainer or check with my doctor?
You think so.
Because for what, 6 point, how much is he losing?
6.75.
That's a bad decision there.
A question that I've always had for these people, obviously, most of these players that test positive for PEDs and get the suspension, they never go, oh, yeah, I did it, by the way. I've been taking PEDs. I've been shooting myself with the syringe and the buttocks and the thing or the cream or the blah, blah, blah. They always deny it.
Yeah.
So my question is Is there any possibility that people are out there going, this guy's got $54 million. I'm going to get him, and I'm going to give him a brownie or something where there's these steroids in there. Somebody sabotaging Irvin Santana? I mean, I know it seems far
possible. I mean,
far-fetched, but
nah. But really, that's the best you get to do in your life is to screw up somebody else. What am I going to move up in the rotation because of that? There are a lot of dirt bags in the world. No, I do, but... And I suppose you could go to a restaurant and somebody could, but come on. But an exact timing that you just somehow miraculously could slip this to you, and then it was perfectly timed with when you had your test to catch it, that it was still in your system. And I mean, again, Elvis could walk through the door right now, too, but I don't think it's happening. So, because he is still alive.
Darn right he is.
Damn it.
I know one thing. If you take it, not only $6.5 million this year, but when you think of the $54 million, I have no idea how the CBA works or if this could affect that entire amount of money in such a way. But you want to talk about a bad decision. If this guy took that test with the twins and did that. It's a selfish decision.
No, it's not only a bad decision. It's a selfish decision because the monkey wrench that throws in the whole, just like AP did with football, the whole vibe this gives to the rest of the players, to the fans, to everybody else out there, this is selfish. You got frickin' $50 million, okay? It's guaranteed money.
You just have to make it to the season.
Just show up.
Show up for the season.
Show up.
Then do whatever you want to, and you might get caught, you may not, but show up and at least engage the contract and make your money.
Or have the strength. Be a true man and go, you know what, I am going to compete fairly. I've got the money coming anyway, so why not be a challenge for myself and see what I can really do with God's gifts myself and not have to do it through some artificial way. It's a selfish thing to do.
It is.
Sounds like a great guy, all this stuff about he's a class guy and all the durability and all this stuff, but that's just selfish, you know?
It does sound like he's a pretty cool guy. Yeah. I mean, I will give him that. But yeah. I don't understand this because it's for me to be sitting on that kind of money. And I know that Michael Berardino also said that he'd struggled with an injury for like 5 or 6 years with the Braves. And someone before that, but
Kansas City Royals. He's played for a bunch of games.
So he's always had a nick that he's pitched his way through. He's a grinder. So just go ahead and be a grinder. Stay with it. Keep doing what you're doing. You know you can.
So, okay, he's sitting here. I want to know, okay, what things were you on that you possibly couldn't have known that you took this? Okay, let's walk through what those chemicals, what those drugs were, who gave them to you. Let's work this backwards. Give me some plausibility that this was accidental, you know?
Bang. And right there. But that's exactly right.
It didn't happen.
It's too late. It's too late now. I mean, that's in your system. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
You can deny how it got in your system or how it got in your system, but you cannot. It's in your blood system. They've got it.
But there's this mentality that many, you know, entertainers, politicians, athletes get that somehow they're smarter than the others. They're better. I have a self-entitlement kind of mindset that I can do these things and I'm not going to get caught. Or my guy that teaches me how to take drugs illegally is better and smarter than the guys given the test. I know there's that constant ratchet back and forth between the technology, but
We're talking to Marsh Hallberg. Hallberg Criminal Defense, 612 Defense. If you have been naughty, and need some help, brought to you
by Christmas, naughty or nice, versus Easter. You're all
okay. Brought to you by Ability Bail Bonds, 651-989-9105. We've got to take a short little break, but then we'll talk about some very serious things about March Madness, the money issues, which I thought you put a pretty interesting fact about the University of Minnesota being the sixth highest spending college in the country.
Right. Sixth highest spending in the country, and we don't make the NCAA. Sixth highest spending. And you look at the names of the people that did, little names like Kentucky, Louisville, Duke, a couple other schools you might have heard of that have been in. Anyways, we can talk about this.
Only Syracuse spent more and didn't get in. I want to know what they're spending their money on. We'll talk about the status of Aaron Hernandez and that trial. And then, oh boy, the Jills are back again, the Buffalo Jills.
I had to look them up for research purposes today. They are an attractive group of women.
Well, they have to be with all the rules that they're going through. They're suing. They're suing because of so many things about, I mean, how to eat.
A lot of different factors.
Eat soup properly.
In public. Yeah, in public.
How to limit bread intake, how to properly wash their intimate areas. How
jiggle
to
test.
These are all superstar requirements that we have for the station, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to, and by the way, that too. Let's watch where and how we do that or check for. Yeah, there are a lot of different things. I read the article. Enjoyed it. I don't know if you saw my email to Marsh, but maybe he'd share that with you. Okay, that's okay.
Good. It was a chuckle.
Anyway, yeah. come on back, everyone. We've got plenty to talk about on Radioactive Sports.